If you would like a 30-second commercial during every episode of the Spotlight series, please email me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin14@yahoo.com. We can discuss pricing and address any needs your small company or business may have. We give each sponsor a 30-second commercial during every game or fight we broadcast. High school football, high school hockey, high school baseball, high school basketball, we do it all. MMA, boxing, we are there broadcasting it. Also, a 700-word article on the website, as well as your logo on our Facebook page, and a hyperlink to your website on the front page of our website. Contact me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin14@yahoo.com for more info. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to work harder for your small business than I am. Up next on our Player Spotlight series, the one and only Damonte Trainum. Tonight on the Player Spotlight Series, we have Damonte Trainum, running back slash linebacker for the Archbishop Hoban Knights. This young man is one of the most impressive football players I have ever seen in high school in my life. Been covering Damonte for 3+ years now, and believe you me, this is a name you want to write down. This kid will be playing on Sundays. Again, Damonte Trainum, up next on the Player Spotlight Series. Alright, up now is Damonte Trainum, taking a little bit of his Sunday afternoon to join us. Thank you, Damonte.
Thank you for having me.
You know, as I've said on the podcast, and you know, when I used to write for Neo Sports Insiders, and now here with Keon Sports, I've said multiple times that you are one of the most impressive young men I've ever seen play the game of football. And I know you play both sides of the ball, but really, you know, at running back, just really, really good. I've described your running style as a buzzsaw, basically just a buzzsaw going through that line. It reminds me a lot of Barry Sanders. How would you describe your running style, and who do you model it after?
This crazy that you say that, because I mean I look up to him and Saquon a lot just from Saquon, because like we're basically the same player size comparisons wise, and I'm 225 right now, so I'll probably be playing a 220 in college if I drop that much. But honestly, I try to depict my game off of them almost every. And just with Saquon, just being able to be versatile out the backfield and just being able to line up anywhere.
You know, and then on the defensive side of the ball, you know, you play two ways. You dominate both sides. I bumped into, you know, one of the coaches there, Tom Cousineau, recently, and he says he can see you, you know, taking that next step at linebacker. How much have you learned in your time on defense from your coaches?
I've learned a lot, because defense was the way how I got on the field at Hoban, just from how stacked we always been at running back. So defense was my go-to on getting on the field. But honestly, I learned a lot from them. They taught me a lot of good life lessons and just lessons on defense in general. So I mean, I'm always going to be grateful for them.
And yeah, I mean, do you know about the history of Tom Cousineau?
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't even know how he came around last year. I'm still surprised how we got him.
I mean, it's just huge, you know, and I can see it in reflecting your game. You know, what is your favorite element of each side of the ball? You know, what is your favorite thing to do on offense, plays to run, and same on defense?
Honestly, I really don't even have a favorite, to be honest with you. On both sides of the ball, I always just pride myself on being the takeover player. I also tell like the younger guys to step up and take over. So I mean, I try to play every play like it's my last and give it my all every play.
You know, certainly there's a long ways to go. Things could change. I've seen it happen a million times. I've been covering high school football 5 years now, so I see it change all the time. But as of today, September 22nd, I believe it is, you have given your verbal commit verbal only to, you know, Arizona State University. They're coming off a big win a few weeks back against Michigan State. Why do you feel at this point, and again, I realize things can change, but at this point, why do you feel Arizona State's the best fit for you?
Really, I feel like I'll get the full college experience there, just life as a student athlete, and then just being developed into a man by Coach Hiram Edwards and Coach Marvin Lewis and all the other coaches on staff, including Coach Mawai. I just really connected with the coaches there, and I just realized that they can really help me reach my full potential and be something great in the Pac-12.
You know, and I agree with that. I've been a huge fan of Herm Edwards for so very long. His days coaching the Jets and also the Chiefs. I've always been a big, big fan of that guy. I always wish kind of the, you know, being local here, I wish the Browns could have got him in some sort of role. But yeah, I think you're going to, I really think you're going to blossom there. You know, last year's state championship game, again, I was lucky enough to be there to cover it as a writer at the time. You know, I called it personally before the game even began, in the hype, the buildup to the game. I called it, you know, it was going to be one of the biggest games in OHSAA history. And then it went out and it was, you know, fans who were there, remember you guys blowing them out, blowing the doors off of them in the first half. And then all of a sudden, you know, this near miraculous comeback by Maslin, two great fan bases, two great coaching staffs, unbelievable talent. I mean, I swear to you, it was the greatest high school football game I have ever been a part of. How do you feel about that night? What are some of your memories of that night?
Man, that night was truly special. I just remember, like, once coming off, because I normally only come off during, like, punt and maybe kickoff. And then those times I'm off the field, my heart's always beating because I know I can't affect what's happening on the field. But those memories and those moments is just something great, especially the first half. The second half was a little bit scary, but the last closing seconds was man, after we went for it on the fake punt, it really sunk in.
That fake punt, man, you caught us all off guard in the press box. I dropped an obscenity I'm not going to repeat on the podcast, but I was basically like, you know, holy, you know what? What the world did I just see? And that was just incredible coaching by Tim Tyrell. Your entire coaching staff really did an amazing, amazing job that night, which kind of brings me to the next question. You know, because coaching is so important in what you guys do. You're off to another beautiful start this year at 3-1. But how quickly, you know, and obviously you won this past weekend, so you did. But how quickly did you have to get past that Ignatius loss 2 weeks ago and focus on the road ahead? And, you know, was it, you know, the next day you woke up, you got past it? Or was it an emphasis in practices last week? Talk to us about it, bud.
Honestly, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It was mainly just getting over it, like, the next past couple of days, because afterwards it was pretty heartbroken, and then just being as a leader, just keeping everybody's hands up. But as soon as we lost that, I just thought about week 15 and just how Maslin came back, and I just used it as a lesson, really, to just motivate these younger guys, because that's only my third loss in my high school career. So I used that as a lesson to motivate the younger guys just to never let this happen again. And just from how we finished week 15, that allowed that to happen week 3.
You know, in the beginning of the interview here, and I got a couple questions left for you, you've answered all the tough ones, so now I'm going to give you 3 easy ones to finish it out, 3 fun ones. In the beginning of the interview, I called you a buzzsaw. It's a term I've had for you for 3 years since the first time I've seen you play, which leads me to this. Your Twitter handle is Chippers. It's C-H-I-P-P-E-R-Z. Is it, you know, are the two things related? Is it because you, like, you know, chip through lines, or what is that?
So when I was little, when I was about 8 years old, I was given the nickname Blue Chipper, and it just stuck with me kind of throughout this whole time. And now it just, like, for the past, like, maybe like 6-7 years, it just shortened down to Chip. But that's my nickname that everybody calls me by, like, even the teachers in the school. But so, I mean, I got that nickname from one of my early Pee Wee coaches, and just from, like, me just playing with a chip on my shoulder.
Well, I can see it, man, because like I said, I've called you a blue chipper since the day I first saw you play, so I get it. You know, and then why did you choose the number that you wear?
Honestly, that's a great question, because when I was in Pee Wee my whole life, I wore number 4, and then number 20 was given to me my freshman and sophomore year, and then I switched to 1. Honestly, just wanted something new. I mean, I never had it before. Just a new identity to me, just a new identity taking over, just making my own name, jersey for over.
And then last question for you, what is your favorite football movie?
Oh, my favorite, oh my gosh.
You could choose a couple. Hey, I'll let you slide, you could choose a couple.
Oh, man. Alright, I'm gonna have to go with The Longest Yard. I got to.
The original or the remake?
The original. It's either that or Waterboy. That's it. It's either that or Waterboy. That's it.
Classic. I love the Waterboy. That is one that often gets overlooked, but it is brilliant. All right, my man.
Yeah, I love it.
It has been a pleasure, as always, speaking with you. I will be seeing you soon. Again, this is Vince McKee with Keon Sports. We'll definitely touch base. I mean, if you ever want to do the DeMonte Trainum show, you know, mark me down as your host. You know, it's a done deal. So, you enjoy this week, the rest of the season, and I'll catch up with you soon.
All right, man. Thank you for calling me. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
So that was DeMonte Trainum, as I said a little bit earlier. And I usually don't heap praise this much towards a player, especially in high school, because these are just kids, you know. But this, watching him play, is a man amongst boys. It's unbelievable. And he's a humble kid, too. He's not cocky. He's not arrogant. He works hard. That's why I like him so much. So, again, DeMonte Trainum. And if you want to be a sponsor of the Player Spotlight Series moving forward, we will give you a 30-second commercial during every game or fight we broadcast, as well as the Spotlight Series, and a 700-word article on our website all about your company, your logo on our Facebook page. The list goes on and on. We'll even send Rubano Rodriguez to your house to cut your grass, my color man there. So contact me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com. We want to thank our guest today, DeMonte Trainum. Everybody, have a great week.